a Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy naming names as more air traffic controllers sick out on day 7 of the government shutdown.
I want to make sure that Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries know that this is not consequence-free.
The Senate tried again but failed to pass a funding bill yesterday. Today marks 2 years since Hamas' October 7th attacks on Israel that triggered the war in Gaza. This man weighing in from Jerusalem.
We have 48 hostages who are still waiting to come home. This should be the top priority.
Israeli and Hamas negotiators meet again today in Egypt. The Nobel Prize in Physics just announced in Stockholm.
John Clark, Michel Devoret, and John Martinis for the discovery of macroscopic quantum mechanical tunneling and energy quantization in an electric circuit.
American Martinis did his research at UC Santa Barbara, the others at Berkeley and Yale. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 24 people were arrested in Manitowoc last month. Last week, members of the community got together in Milwaukee to speak out.
One of the, I think, bright spots is the fact that is the community response. And there is a saying now embraced, right, in the movement, which is, el pueblo salva al pueblo, which is, in English, the people save the people.
Christine Newman-Ortiz, executive director of Voces de la Frontera, praised the community's resilience, but questions the speed of the action. Immigration advocates report 3 workers were deported quickly, 1 transferred to a prison out of state, and 1 held locally. Homeland Security calls those arrested some of the worst, citing prior criminal convictions like sexual assault and child trafficking. Brewers baseball will bring busy streets around the ballpark. It's a night game with an 8:08 first pitch this evening. Parking opens for tailgating 3.5 hours before the game gets going against the Cubs in Game 2 of the National League Division Series. After tonight, Game 3 is set for Chicago, where fans not heading south can join a watch party at the Harley-Davidson campus. They'll have a 135-inch screen, food trucks, and entertainment all free to attend. Amtrak is running a special train to Chicago Wednesday for those with tickets to Wrigley. Tonight's first pitches will come from Brewer greats Cecil Cooper, Trevor Hoffman, and Bob Uecker Jr. 2,200 homes suffered major damage or were destroyed. It's been 2 months since those massive floods hit Milwaukee County, and the numbers are adding up. Nearly 2,200 homes have major damage or were wiped out, most in Milwaukee's north and west sides and nearby suburbs. The deadline for FEMA assistance is November 12th, and help is available online, by phone, or at local recovery centers. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it was the bottom of the first. The Brewers already losing to the Cubs 3-0 when Andrew Vaughn came to the plate. 2 men on, coverage on TBS.
And it's a high fly ball to left field. Happ underneath it, in front of the wall. This ball's gone! Andrew Vaughn ties the game with 1 swing. He's done it again.
The Brewers went on to win 7-3. Vaughn on what led to his 3-run home run.
you know, William gets a huge hit, Yelly gets a huge hit. You know, I was just trying to keep the momentum going, you know, have a team at bat there. Definitely a big moment. The momentum swing, that was huge.
Game 3 is tomorrow afternoon at 4:08 at Wrigley Field. NBA, the Bucks with a 103-93 win over the Heat in Miami. But guard Cole Anthony had to leave the game after getting stitches in his chin.
Yeah, he's good. It was a deep cut, but he's good. I told him when you play defense, this stuff happens.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. For today, increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the mid to upper 40s. On Wednesday, sunny skies, cooler with highs only in the upper 50s. Right now, 53 degrees.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
If you're trying to do your own divorce, divorce coaching can be a godsend. It can help you organize all of your financials, review your spouse's financials, and help you put together a proposal to resolve your divorce or be able to articulate why the proposal is unfair and whether you can push back on things like an inheritance or the income of the other party. Call Horizons Law Group today and speak to attorney Michelle Fitzgerald, 262-432-3600 or horizonslaw.com.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Keep your swing sharp all year at X-Golf Kenosha. Thursday, October 9th kicks off a 10-day fundraiser for the Kenosha Police Department with a special tournament. It's the KPD versus the public in a fun scramble format, all for a great cause. Enjoy giveaways like free golf rounds, KPD and X-Golf gear, and gift cards. And make sure you follow along on social media for all the action throughout the day. October 9th, X-Golf Kenosha, just off Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. It's more than golf, it's about the community.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Join us weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 as we pursue truth wherever it may lead and have fun doing it. From Brewers to Packers, news from UW-Milwaukee to conversations with Josh Showman and David Crowley. We're the champagne of talk shows. Crap, that one's been used. It's the Todd Allball Show, weekdays from 2 to 4 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM Milwaukee.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it was the bottom of the first. The Brewers already losing to the Cubs 3-0 when Andrew Vaughn came to the plate. Two men on, coverage on TBS.
And it's a high fly ball to left field. Hap underneath it, in front of the wall. This ball's gone! Andrew Vaughn ties the game with one swing. He's done it again.
The Brewers went on to win 7-3. Vaughn on what led to his three-run home run.
You know, William gets a huge hit. Yelly gets a huge hit. You know, I was just trying to keep the momentum going. You know, have a team at bat there. Definitely a big moment. The momentum swing, that was huge.
Game 3 is tomorrow afternoon at 4:08 at Wrigley Field. NBA, the Bucks with a 103-93 win over the Heat in Miami. But guard Cole Anthony had to leave the game after getting stitches in his chin.
Yeah, he's good. It was a deep cut, but he's good. I told him when you play defense, this stuff happens.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Quite a few stop and go delays this morning. 4145 northbound stop and go between Mayfair and Burleigh. 4145 southbound, your delay, Main Street to Appleton. And 43 northbound stop and go between Locust and Keefe. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thank you, Bonnie. WAUK traffic is sponsored by Blindster.com. Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't for any reason, they'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com. Now let's get a look at the weather forecast, WAUK weather right now.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. For today, increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the mid to upper 40s. On Wednesday, sunny skies, cooler with highs only in the upper 50s. Right now, 53 degrees.
This is some of the best riding weather of the season. But pay attention and be careful out there, because unfortunately, there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamp designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crustworthy. The new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough, made with 6 simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding 5 bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one's for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud. It's rich. It's straight up delicious. Order the new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. All news all morning from 6 until 9. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. We've got 613 right now and 55 degrees light rain in Milwaukee. Let's get a look at some money with CBS Market News and Jill on Money. WAUK News Time 613.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Andrew from Nebraska asks, when my nieces and nephews were born, I opened up an UTMA account for them. I have a new nephew coming, and I was wondering, with the new 529 rules, would it be better to open up a 529 or stick with the UTMA account for the new nephew? Andrew, I would choose a 529 plan over an UTMA account. given those new rules, which allow up to $35,000 of 529 funds to be contributed to a Roth in the beneficiary's name, that 529 plan is now even more of a slam dunk.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
540 WAUK on 100.3 FM with all news all morning. I'm Dan Haney. Good morning to you. Thanks for being there at 6:15. Coming up, we're going to look at Stuart J. Wattles from the WAUK newsroom with local news. We've got state news coming up as well with Leslie Lotto. Mike Clements has got sports, talking about last night's big Brewer victory at American Family Field. And some of you might be tired from watching that late last night. Also, we've got traffic and weather updates as well. And Pam Yonke in the next hour with the Midwest Farm Report. The morning news continues with CBS World News next. WAUK News Time, 6:15. Now CBS News.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Cracks beginning to show at airports as the government shutdown enters its seventh day, despite warnings from Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
These air traffic controllers, they're critical infrastructure. They're critical to the operation of the federal government. So they're required to show up for work.
But controllers who aren't getting paid have begun sicking out. CBS's Jared Hill.
The tower is closed due to staffing.
For several hours Monday, there were no air traffic controllers at Hollywood Burbank Airport.
It doesn't make me happy. It is kind of scary.
Pilots redirected to other centers. The Senate stalemate continued Monday. For a fifth time, the chamber failed to pass a clean GOP funding bill or a Democratic proposal that includes protections for Affordable Care Act subsidies and Medicaid.
President Trump now threatening to use the Insurrection Act to get National Guard troops into Democratic-led states.
These are unsafe places. We're going to make them safe.
Guard members from Texas are deploying to Chicago after a judge turned down Illinois' bid to stop them. Governor J.B. Pritzker claims it's an unconstitutional invasion.
Trump and the thuggery that his agents have brought has actively made us less safe.
Memorial events are being held across Israel, commemorating the 2 years now passed since the October 7th attacks that triggered the war in Gaza. Ruby Chen's soldier son was among the more than 1,200 killed. He's hoping all sides will agree to a peace deal.
I think this is where the international community should do whatever it can to put an end to this and allow us, the simple people that have been collateral damage for too long, to be able to have our family members back.
Hamas took 251 people hostage. Negotiators for both sides are meeting in Egypt for a second day to consider President Trump's plan to end the war. The Supreme Court hears oral arguments today on a Colorado rights case dealing with kids, gender identity, and sexual orientation. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The legal question is whether a state can ban conversion therapy for medical reasons without violating the First Amendment's freedom of expression clause. The plaintiff is saying, I talk for a living, and the government is now restricting what I can talk about.
Renewable energy's just overtaken coal as the top source of energy around the world, but not all countries are keeping up. The BBC's Justin Rollat.
The U.S. and Europe sort of lagging behind, not increasing the delivery of new wind and solar by the same amount, not meeting the new electricity demand with it.
Nobel Prize in Physics just awarded to three scientists, among them American John Martinez, for discoveries in quantum mechanics. Dow futures down 64. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Makita knows that pros never settle, and neither do we. With Makita, you get tools that perform at the highest level, on every job without compromise. Makita is for the most detailed pros, expertly engineered to deliver precision, job after job. When your work calls for the best, call on Makita. Makita, built to be the best. Available at the Home Depot.
U.S. News & World Report is out with a new list of the best children's hospitals.
Ben Harder with U.S. News & World Report says they evaluated more than 100 children's hospitals nationwide in 11 different specialties. Some that are tops:
Cincinnati Children's, Texas Children's, Boston Children's, and many others.
As for how they got there:
they may have access to advanced treatments and technologies that enable them to treat the most complicated cases. And they generally have a track record of achieving very good outcomes for children, even those who really are high risk of having poor outcomes.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Some conservative fans are accusing a country music star of wavering patriotism.
Ice is gonna come bust down your door, try to build a house, no one builds no more.
Zach Bryan teases his new song, The Fading of the Red, White, and Blue, in a clip on Instagram, calls out immigration raids despite the singer's longtime support of the military. He served 8 years in the Navy. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says Milwaukee needs to crack down further on reckless drivers, and he's on board with more cameras to catch offenders. Mayor Johnson appeared yesterday with State Senator Dora Drake to push a bill to bring traffic safety cameras to the city. They would be used for catching speeding and red light violations. The cameras wouldn't just be taking pictures. They'd be able to ticket drivers for going 15 miles an hour over the limit or running red lights. The idea is to lower fatalities and crashes by targeting the worst behavior in the most dangerous areas. The program would include a public education phase, and any money raised would go back to traffic safety efforts. Supporters say it's a critical step for safer streets, while critics question if it's more about money than safety. 700 painters, 670 movers, and 430 certified lead removers. Getting lead out of Milwaukee public schools was almost a jobs program, with a majority of the effort complete. MPS has wrapped up lead paint cleanup in 42 schools, covering more than 35 million square feet of walls. The $20 million project was launched after a student was found to have lead poisoning linked to exposure in an MPS school earlier this year. The district aimed to finish work at elementary schools built before 1950 by early September. That's done. The plan is to complete remediation in all other older buildings by the end of this year. The push to check voter citizenship in Wisconsin is on hold for now. Waukesha County Judge Michael Maxwell has delayed part of his order requiring verification for new voter registrations. He's set arguments for October 31st. The state's Department of Justice says the change would have meant a major overhaul of the MyVote system in a months-long online shutdown. Maxwell has left other parts of his ruling in place, including a review of current voter rolls. The fight comes as supporters of the lawsuit point out that 71% of Wisconsin voters backed a recent amendment allowing only U.S. citizens to vote in local and state elections. Brewers fans heading to Chicago hoping for a clinch have a special way to get there. The Brewers Express is taking people from Milwaukee to Chicago for Game 3 of the NLDS. If the Brewers win, they go on in the playoffs and the Cubs go home. Tomorrow morning, Amtrak's Hiawatha train will depart Milwaukee's intermodal station decked out in Brewers blue and yellow, with giveaways, brats, and a DJ to kick off the trip. Fans will be able to hop on at the regularly scheduled routes. That includes at the airport and in Sturtevant. If going to Illinois isn't in your plan, there's a watch party at the Harley campus in Milwaukee. The game tomorrow starts at 4:08. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. State legislators say they want to tighten ballot box rules after a high-profile incident in Wausau. More than a year ago, Mayor Doug Dinney removed an absentee ballot drop box from the steps of City Hall, sparking criticism and an ethics review. The move inspired a proposal by Republican Scott Krug, who says boxes should always be secured. Democrat Lee Snodgrass agrees new rules are needed, but says cities should set specifics.
Should there be like a loose, not bolted down drop box at a pick and save? Probably not, but you know, is it okay if one municipality has it in front of their fire department and another municipality has it on a busy street corner with, you know, that has cameras? That's probably okay too.
Both bills aim to make the process smoother before the next election. Wisconsin's top lawyer says the White House dropped the ball on protecting privacy. Attorney General Josh Call is reacting to news that a federal worker may have leaked Social Security data from millions of Americans by uploading it to an unsecured website. The data was part of an effort to gather info on SNAP recipients, including their addresses and Social Security numbers. A California judge has ordered the collection to stop while the case plays out in court. Call says the incident shows why tighter data protections are needed at the federal level. A new Universities of Wisconsin system policy hopes to make transferring easier. The proposal by the Board of Regents would ensure all core general education courses can transfer between each of the 13 UW schools. Core general education requirements would range from 30 to 36 credit hours in 10 to 12 courses across six different categories. UW says establishing the core courses would strengthen existing transfer pathways and reduce the time for students to earn a degree. The policy will be reviewed by the Board of Regents this fall, and if approved, would go into effect for students enrolling in the fall of 2026. Fall is barely here, and the DNR is already thinking about spring. The state agency is now taking orders for tree and shrub seedlings to be planted in 2026. Orders opened this week, and they are expected to go fast. The seedlings come from the state's forest nurseries, which have been helping reforest and conserve land for more than 100 years. The program supports habitat, erosion control, and Wisconsin's Trillion Trees Pledge. You can order online through the DNR website or by mail through the Griffith State Nursery. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
626. 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. 55 degrees, light rain right now in Milwaukee. I'm Dan Haney with All News All Morning. Thanks for being there. We stream as well at WAUKradio.com. We'll get traffic coming up at Bonnie Green. And just a quick reminder, we got road construction. Two lanes closed on I-43 southbound between Capitol Drive and Walnut Street. We're going to look at sports with Mike Clemens in just a few moments. WAUK News Time is 626.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H responds to customers' requests, and the Bjorn is back. A bear claw as no other. O&H's Bjorn is filled with creamy cheese and strip of rich chocolate. Its golden pastry is dipped in silky chocolate and then finished with a honey glaze. O&H introduced the Bjorn last April, and if you missed it then, here's another opportunity you don't want to slip by. Do stop in today. The Bjorn is back at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Two U.S. Supreme Court cases this term may allow the conservative majority to strike down Voting Rights Act protections of minority voters and one of the few remaining limits to big money campaign spending in federal elections. Louisiana v. Calais, a racial gerrymandering case, returns to the High Court October 15th for additional arguments after initial oral arguments March 24th. Louisiana's black voters won a second majority-minority congressional district under the Voting Rights Act, but a group of, quote, non-African-American individuals appealed the new map, claiming it was discriminatory to them under the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution. Justices Alito, Gorsuch, and Thomas have railed against such minority protections in voting rights, education, and workplaces. Another case, National Republican Senatorial Committee versus Federal Election Commission, attempts to strike down campaign spending limits by party-affiliated groups as a violation of free speech. While national political parties can make unlimited donations to a federal candidate, they are limited in what's called coordinated spending with a candidate, which can include renting venues, sending mail, or most importantly, advertising. It could open another floodgate of money in our elections. The cases have far-reaching implications for equity in our elections process, and we'll be following both carefully in the coming months. I'm Brian Beal.
Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. WAUK news time is 6:29. Good morning, I'm Dan Haney with All News All Morning. Last night at American Family Field, if you were there, you witnessed one heck of a game as the Brewers take Game 2 in the NLDS. Game 3 is at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Mike Clements has got sports, WAUK News Time 6:29.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it was the bottom of the first. The Brewers already losing to the Cubs 3-0 when Andrew Vaughn came to the plate. Two men on, coverage on TBS.
And it's a high fly ball to left field. Happ underneath it, in front of the wall. This ball's gone! Andrew Vaughn ties the game with one swing. He's done it again.
The Brewers went on to win 7-3. Vaughn on what led to his 3-run home run.
You know, William gets a huge hit. Yelly gets a huge hit. You know, I was just trying to keep the momentum going. You know, have a team at bat there. Definitely a big moment. The momentum swing, that was huge.
Game 3 is tomorrow afternoon at 4:08 at Wrigley Field. NBA, the Bucks with a 103-93 win over the Heat in Miami. But guard Cole Anthony had to leave the game after getting stitches in his chin.
Yeah, he's good. It was a deep cut, but he's good. I told him when you play defense, this stuff happens.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Little bit of a wet road this morning on your way into work. We got light rain and 55 degrees here in Milwaukee. WAUK 540 and 100.3 FM. Traffic time. WAUK traffic is sponsored by Blindster.com. We've got Leslie. We got Bonnie Green.
Well, wet roads certainly not helping. 43 northbound is at a standstill between North Avenue and Keefe. 4145 northbound Mayfair to Burleigh stop and go. 4145 southbound Main Street to Appleton's jammed up. And 43 southbound at Fond du Lac Avenue, a stall on the left shoulder. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. WAUK traffic is sponsored by Blindster.com. Kyle started Blindster in 2010 to make quality custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive, and Blindster prices are low, and their blinds are guaranteed to fit. Get more at Blindster.com. Coming up, we'll get a look at the weather forecast. WAUK News Time is 6:31.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. For today, increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the mid to upper 40s. On Wednesday, sunny skies, cooler with highs only in the upper 50s. Right now, 53 degrees.
Light rain as well in Milwaukee. And coming up, we'll take a look at some money with Jill on Money from CBS News. WAUK News Time is 6:32.
Pickleball is the fastest growing sport in America, and you've never seen a facility like Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls. With 17 professional indoor courts in a massive 60,000 square foot space. New to the game? Try a free Pickleball 101 lesson. Need gear? The on-site pro shop got you covered.
This is Donald Driver. After a game of playing, listen, come hang out at our bar.
Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Follow Pickleball Kingdom Menominee Falls on Instagram and Facebook.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those underserved families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crustworthy. The new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough, made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one's for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Good morning, Milwaukee and surrounding area. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. And we stream to at waukradio.com. I'm Dan Haney with you. Thanks for being there. And we'll get a look at CBS News coming up. And right now, a little talk about money. We call it Jill on Money from CBS News, WAUK News Time 634.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Harold from Texas asks, when I run the numbers, I'll be 86 years old before I break even if I were to take Social Security at age 63 versus 67. Why do all the pundits insist that waiting is the best? Harold, every year that you wait to claim Social Security amounts to an 8% guaranteed increase. And oh yeah, it is adjusted for inflation. And of course, the assumption that you can get a 6.5% market return sounds really easy when things are going well, but of course it's no guarantee.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
540 WAUK on 100.3 FM and streaming at waukradio.com. Good morning. It's all news all morning. I'm Dan Haney with you. Thanks for being there. We've got Stuart J. Waddles with the local news coming up. State news with Leslie Lotto. Mike Clemens has got sports, talking about last night's big Brewer victory over the Cubs. And we've got money and business news as well. And Pam Bianchi will have the Midwest Farm Report. Morning news continues here on WAUK with CBS World News next. WAUK News Time is 6:36.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The federal government's headed into day 7 of a shutdown, and airline passengers like these two in Denver are starting to feel the pain.
I think it's totally ridiculous. They have no idea how they're disrupting everybody's lives, and they don't care.
Can anybody get along?
Air traffic controllers who are expected to work without pay have begun sicking out, disrupting flights across the country. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
Now what they think about as they're controlling our airspace is, how am I going to pay my mortgage? How do I make my car payment? I have a couple kids at home. How do I put food on the table?
Thousands of flights in the U.S. have been canceled or delayed. As more Democratic cities and states try to put up legal roadblocks, President Trump says he would consider using the Insurrection Act to send federal troops in.
If people were being killed and courts were holding us up, or governors or mayors were holding us up, sure, I'd do that. I mean, I want to make sure that people aren't killed. We have to make sure that our cities are safe.
A federal judge turned down Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's attempt to keep the National Guard out of Chicago.
There was never an insurrection or an invasion on the ground that justified the deployment of the military to our American city.
Republicans are upset. The FBI analyzed the phone records of some GOP lawmakers. Correspondent Michael Wallace.
A newly released document lists 8 senators and 1 House member whose phone records the FBI scrutinized 2 years ago as part of its investigation into President Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The Bureau could only see the dates and times of the phone calls, including calls with the president the night of the Capitol riot. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley calls it an unconstitutional breach.
In Jerusalem, Israelis singing the national anthem to mark 2 years since Hamas attack that killed around 1,200 people and saw 251 taken hostage. The onslaught began at a music festival just across the border from Gaza. The BBC's Yoland Nell is there.
There are pictures now of the more than 340 young people, most of them, who were killed here that day, with their stories, and members of their families have been coming looking at those portraits.
Three scientists, including John Clark, have been awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics for their work on quantum mechanics.
My feelings are that I'm completely stunned, of course. It had never occurred to me in any way that this might be the basis of a Nobel Prize.
Among the three, an American, all of them conducted their research here in the U.S. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When your reputation's on the line, you don't leave anything to chance, especially your primer. Painter's Trust Kills Primers for a smooth start, strong adhesion, and serious stain-blocking power. And now, the full Kills lineup is available exclusively at the Home Depot. Need it fast? Get same-day or next-day delivery, or order online and pick up in-store. Kills Primers. Pro results, faster. The Home Depot. If you're a pro, you know.
The soul of the West lives on in every pair of handcrafted cowboy boots. At Boot Barn, we're proud to carry a heritage brand that's been preserving tradition and honing their craft since 1879. Made with techniques passed down from father to son, Justin boots stand for quality, comfort, and timelessness. With roots going back over 100 years, they're more than a bootmaker. They're a Western legacy. Justin boots at Boot Barn.
They're celebrating the 200th birthday of the Erie Canal in upstate New York.
The Seneca Chief is a handmade replica of the Erie Canal boat that first sailed in 1825. And this month, it's making 28 stops on the canal.
We're doing the gathering of the waters at every port.
Chelsea Moore is with the Buffalo Maritime Center.
And what we're doing is we're planting an eastern white pine tree at every single port.
And letting visitors come aboard to see this recreated piece of history. The canal not only connected towns and cities, it changed the country's economy by making it easier, faster, and cheaper to transport goods. The Seneca Chief Tour ends in New York October 28th. Peter King, CBS News, Syracuse.
Calling all Ghostbusters. Las Vegas' oldest and most haunted hotel is offering a $5,000 prize to someone willing to spend a weekend there hunting down ghosts. Since it opened its doors, the El Cortez has hosted mobsters and paranormal activities. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A judge is holding off, at least for now, on part of his ruling that would have required proof of citizenship for voter registration in Wisconsin. Waukesha County Judge Michael Maxwell paused the requirement until lawyers argue the issue in court October 31st. He agreed to the delay after the DOJ warned his order could force a months-long shutdown of the online voter registration system. Other parts of the ruling, like reviewing current voter lists, will still move forward. More government cameras could soon be watching you in the Brew City. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson is now backing a plan to install traffic cameras to cut down on reckless driving and crashes. Mayor Johnson spoke yesterday alongside State Senator Dora Drake. A bill she supports would allow speed and red light cameras in the city. The cameras would target drivers going 15 miles per hour over the speed limit or drivers running red lights, focusing on the busiest and most dangerous intersections. The bill includes rules to limit the number of cameras and requires the city to inform the public before tickets start. Some support the cameras as a safety tool. Others worry enforcement might be used to mainly raise revenue. Milwaukee Common Council members are reminding people of their rights after recent ICE arrests in the state. The council issued advice, including the right to remain silent, not signing unfamiliar documents, and the right to a lawyer if detained. Alders say ICE's targeted actions create fear and that they stand firmly with immigrants who are valuable members of the community. ICE says it's conducting raids to enforce immigration laws by targeting those who are believed to be in the country unlawfully, with a focus on those with criminal convictions or outstanding deportation orders. ICE officials say the operations aim to protect public safety and remove threats such as violent criminals and gang members. You'll save a little more than a nickel a gallon if you fill up in Waukesha County instead of Milwaukee County today. The average is $2.78 in Milwaukee County. That's right about what most people in Wisconsin are paying today. Lisa Hale has more about the price at the pump around the state.
Gas prices continue their downward trajectory, falling 5.5 cents per gallon in Wisconsin in the last week. The state's average is now $2.77 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. Nationally, the average price for a gallon of gas is $3.08. Patrick DeHaan, who heads petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said OPEC agreed to boost oil production over the weekend, but a refinery fire outside of Los Angeles will cause prices to increase in the western states.
And it'll be a celebratory train ride to the friendly confines. If you've got tickets to Wrigley for a potential clinching Game 3 of the National League Division Series, you could take a ride to Chicago on the Brewers Express. The special Amtrak train will depart Milwaukee's Intermodal Station tomorrow morning with cars decorated in Brewers colors. The first 300 passengers will get brats and giveaways. The game doesn't start until 4. The train will make regular stops on its way to Chicago's Union Station. That includes a normal stop in Sturtevant. Fans will still need tickets to enter the game. Amtrak will send a train back at 8 tomorrow night. If you're staying closer to home, there's a watch party planned at the Harley campus in Milwaukee. If the Brewers win, they move on in the playoffs. And that's the local update. It's all news, all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. More people died last year from domestic violence in Wisconsin, most being women. At least that's what a new report shows from a group called End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin, which counted 98 deaths in 2024, a record high since the group started tracking them back in 2000. The group says guns were involved in most cases, and almost every victim was a woman. Advocates say the violence is rising as key funding disappears, and federal support from the Victims of Crime Act has dropped, forcing programs to cut staff and limit services. The group's calling for more stable funding and action to protect families statewide. Nothing to mail in and no waiting. That's in connection to a new program allowing people in Wisconsin to get instant discounts and rebates on energy-saving appliances right at the store. The Home Electrification and Appliance Rebates Program covers things like heat pumps, insulation, and ranges, helping lower and middle-income families upgrade to greener options more easily. The move comes at the same time a law went into effect that does away with sales tax on home electricity and natural gas. Qualified households could see thousands of dollars in annual energy savings through the effort. There's a statewide spotlight on new drivers with younger drivers involved in a crash every 28 minutes in Wisconsin.
Your teen watches how you drive, so be sure to set the right example. Be consistent with the message you tell your teen and your own driving behaviors. We all have a role in keeping teens safe on the road. Thanks for doing your part.
Wisconsin State Trooper Tracy Drager posted a video online speaking about October being Teen Driver Safety Month. Last year, teen drivers were involved in over 18,000 crashes in Wisconsin, causing 70 deaths and over 5,000 injuries. The campaign's an effort to encourage teaching teens to pay attention and drive more safely. The DNR has held a public hearing on a proposed rule change for PFAS standards. The forever chemicals have become an issue across the state as municipalities look to remove them from their drinking water. The rule change considered late last week would bring the state's PFAS standards in line with Environmental Protection Agency standards. State law says Wisconsin's drinking water program cannot have looser standards than federal requirements under the Safe Drinking Water Act. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news, all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
WAUK News Time is 6:47. Good morning, I'm Dan Haney. It's 55 degrees, light rain here in Milwaukee. We'll see some sunshine later on this morning as well. And perhaps you're still groggy from last night's late Brewer game with an 8:08 start. That's right, because the Brewers are in Wrigley on tomorrow night for a 4 o'clock start. I think it's 4:08 actually, so a little bit earlier. And that'll help your sleep schedule for the next day. We'll get a look at sports with Mike Clemens coming up, but right now, we'll also talk about traffic. With that being said, we do have road construction going on until 8 this morning. Two lanes on I-43 southbound between Capitol Drive and Walnut Street. Keep that in mind on your morning commute. WAUK News Time is 6:48.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Getter Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Getter Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555. This is some of the best riding weather of the season. But pay attention and be careful out there, because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call the Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
Does a 2025 federal law cut funding for some emergency broadcast alerts? Yes. A law signed by President Donald Trump on July 24th rescinds $9 billion, including $1.1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB. CPB, which funds NPR, PBS, and affiliates, announced it would shut down. Smaller rural stations rely heavily on CPB for weather and emergency alerts. Wisconsin stations got $8.5 million in 2024. The cuts led to a back and forth between Representative Derek Van Orden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on X over whether emergency broadcast alerts would be affected. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Hi, it's Jane Metmayer.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Metmayer on Air.
We cover all the news coming out that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we'd lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 9 on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM.
Can you feel it? It's Brewer Fever. Yeah, game 3 of the NLDS tomorrow night. Late afternoon, I guess, at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Last night's big Brewer victory at American Family Field off the interstate of Milwaukee. Mike Clements has got sports to talk about it right now. WAUK News Time is 6:51.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it was the bottom of the first. The Brewers already losing to the Cubs 3-0 when Andrew Vaughn came to the plate. Two men on, coverage on TBS.
And it's a high fly ball to left field. Happ underneath it, in front of the wall. This ball's gone! Andrew Vaughn ties the game with one swing. He's done it again.
The Brewers went on to win 7-3. Vaughn on what led to his 3-run home run.
You know, William gets a huge hit. Yelly gets a huge hit. You know, I was just trying to keep the momentum going. You know, have a team at bat there. Definitely a big moment. The momentum swing, that was huge.
Game 3 is tomorrow afternoon at 4:08 at Wrigley Field. NBA, the Bucks with a 103-93 win over the Heat in Miami. But guard Cole Anthony had to leave the game after getting stitches in his chin.
Yeah, he's good. It was a deep cut, but he's good. I told him when you play defense, this stuff happens.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Thank you, Mike. WAUK News Time is 6:52, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. I'm Dan Haney with you. Thanks for being there. Let's get a look at the roads. Bonnie Green has got traffic here on WAUK.
Still a number of stop-and-go delays. 4145 northbound heavy Mayfair to Burleigh. 4145 southbound stop-and-go between Main Street and Appleton. And 43 southbound, a disabled vehicle on the left shoulder at Fond du Lac Avenue. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. WAUK traffic is sponsored by Blindster.com. Need new blinds? At Blindster.com, they offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blinder, they take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters, so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com. Let's get a look at the weather forecast. Right now it's 55 in Milwaukee. WAUK News Time is 6:53.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. For today, increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the mid to upper 40s. On Wednesday, sunny skies, cooler with highs only in the upper 50s. Right now, 53 degrees.
We'll talk money coming up. WAUK News Time is 6:53.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
And good morning, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. All news, all morning, from 6 until 9. I'm Dan Haney with you, thanks for being there. And we'll get a look at CBS News coming up. Also, local news with Stuart J. Wattles. Leslie Lotto has got state news from the Civic Media State News Desk. And let's talk some money. It's Jill on Money from CBS News, WAUK News Time, 6:56.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Harold from Texas asks, when I run the numbers, I'll be 86 years old before I break even if I were to take Social Security at age 63 versus 67. Why do all the pundits insist that waiting is the best? Harold, every year that you wait to claim Social Security amounts to an 8% guaranteed increase. And oh yeah, it is adjusted for inflation. And of course, the assumption that you can get a 6.5% market return sounds really easy when things are going well, but of course it's no guarantee.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select its new chair. The race for that role might just have a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is a potential candidate for chair of the DNC. A source close to Wickler said he is seriously considering running. One Democratic source characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the position. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 13th. A lot can happen between now and then, but this story will certainly be one to watch for Democratic politics in the state of Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. There is currently no requirement that companies spreading sludge on crops must disclose whether it contains PFAS. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Coming up in just a couple of seconds here, we've got CBS News at the top of the hour, followed by Stuart J. Waddles in the WAUK newsroom with local news, and Leslie Lotto has got state news from the Civic Media State News Desk. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach have got Matinair on Air coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. WAUK news time is 6:59.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The federal government's headed into day seven of a shutdown, and airline passengers like these two in Denver are starting to feel the pain.
I think it's totally ridiculous. They have no idea how they're disrupting everybody's lives, and they don't care.
Can anybody get along?
Air traffic controllers who are expected to work without pay have begun sicking out, disrupting flights across the country. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
Now what they think about as they're controlling our airspace is, how am I going to pay my mortgage? How do I make my car payment? I have a couple kids at home. How do I put food on the table?
Thousands of flights in the U.S. have been canceled or delayed. As more Democratic cities and states try to put up legal roadblocks, President Trump says he would consider using the Insurrection Act to send federal troops in.